Hey, what's up? What's up? Welcome to another episode of All Over VoiceOver with Kif VH. I'm your host, Kif VH, and you've heard her on my show many times before. I'm thrilled to welcome her back. She's here to talk about the Savara VoiceOver Summit that will be happening from March 5th to 7th that both Sissy, my guest tonight, and myself and many other wonderful people, Kari Walgren, Julie Nathanson, Zara Fuzzle, Dean Panero, Mary Lynn Wissner, Jen Hale, Courtney Taylor. God, the list goes on and on. There's so many wonderful folks who are going to be participating. And this is a, I'm going to let Sissy explain this this exciting event in our conversation rather than spoiling it all up here. So here's my conversation with Sissy Jones.
Do you want to do a 1, 2, 3 clap?
Yeah, let's do a 1, 2, 3 clap.
1, 2, 3.
Clap. Well, kaboom. Close enough. And thank you, first of all, for coming in on a late night after on a weekend of, you know, all this stuff.
Thank you for reaching out. Yeah, listen, any chance I get to talk to you, I am all for it.
This is the third time you've been on my show in one way or another.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember
the one with Rich. Guys came on for Firewatch, and then when you did my panel at Stanley's Kamikaze.
That's right.
And that was a great night too. So I'm, you know, any chance we get the opportunity to talk and mix it up, I'm just thrilled.
I love it. I adore you, my friend.
I adore you. And this was something that I wanted to say to you too, especially in this context, because it was something that I realized I really missed in thinking about what we're doing in a couple weeks. And it's the convention space. It's the getting together to talk about what we do. And I'm still like so gratified to have been able to spend a chunk of time at this last E3 with you. Like you,
yes. It was so fun.
It really was. And that's a part of this business that because we're all independent contractors, that some people really thrive and swim in those waters very well. And some people are like, give me a microphone and a quiet room and the copy and I'm fine. Like how have you navigated those kind of spaces? And is it organic? Is it something that you experienced in your prior life before you came to VO work? Or it's just your nature?
I really, this sounds so Pollyanna, but I love making friends. I love meeting new people and hearing new stories and sharing opinions and advice and origins. I've always, when I first moved to the Bay Area after graduating from college, I was a sushi waitress. And then I had a couple people that would request to sit in my section every time because we would shoot the shit, and I ended up working at the venture capital firm that they worked at.
No kidding.
Like they came to my sushi restaurant and offered me a job.
That's amazing. You know?
And then from there I just went to whatever. But I've always really loved making friends. You know, and so I love those types of things. Sometimes it gets overwhelming when I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Like it's really nice to have like, you know, a friend there that I can be like, this is my incredible friend, Kif. You got to know everything about him. He's so cool. Yeah. You know, and then it just kind of opens the floodgates for conversation to happen. And it's not like, hi, I'm a person.
Let me tell you about the things I do.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. And that like that, that energy completely comes off of you in that context. Like that was the other fun part of it, was like watching you be like, okay, well, we're going to go to Bethesda right now. So we'll go over there and we'll knock on the door. And you're like, it's like, you're going to just knock on the door? It's like, oh yeah, no, I'm going to go see our pal and I'm going to introduce you. It'll be great. And it had that feeling of I'm seeing friends, I'm meeting friends. We're all here for the sole purpose of connecting and meeting friends, and that idea versus I'm here to network and to make contacts.
And yeah, listen, nobody wants to feel used.
Right.
Nobody. That's so don't use people. Just be friendly. You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I sound so Pollyanna, but it's just my dad is very much that guy. You know, he's like he's like the mayor. Everybody knows him, and you know, he's got a story, and he's always got a smile for people. And I learned that from him. And you know, sometimes it's a bit much, and my husband's like, "Hello, can you save a little time for me?" But it's just who I am. I just love hearing people's stories, you know, and like events like E3 and PAX and all of these really cool video game conventions are so fun because so many of the people that we get to work with, we never see.
Yeah.
Right. So they might be on a phone call if we're, you know, doing a phone patch session, but now we don't see anybody. So,
right.
But to be able to go to the Bethesda booth and see, you know, my friend Sean or my friend Hillary or, you know, Todd Howard and, you know, just be like, "Hey, what's going on?" It's so fun. It's just so fun. I agree. Such a nerd.
It's the first time I really had fun.
Really?
Like, it truly was. Like, this was, Spider-Man had been announced, but cast hadn't been announced. So it's kind of like you're walking around with this secret. And I teamed up with Cam Bowen, I think.
Yes.
And we were hanging out, and that made it like super chill and fun to like, and it really made that difference. And then when I saw you, and we connected and hung out, and then I think Larissa joined us, and it was just kind of like, and then we ran into Chip and Julia. It was like, this is everything. It was so much fun. And it completely transformed that experience, and it made me understand like the idea of networking and what that really means. And like you, like I'm an extrovert. I love going around and doing that kind of stuff. And, it just felt like, it's great. It's like, what is that line in Die Hard with a Vengeance where Bruce Willis calls an ambulance and says that there's a cop down, and then the ambulance comes pulling up, and then they drive behind the ambulance the whole way, and it clears all the traffic for him. And he says, like having a running back, it's like being a quarterback behind a running back, like some kind of comment. And it's a really long, crazy analogy, but that's what it was like to go to a con with a friend. You know, it's like, especially an extrovert, it's like, let me show you who around. How do you maintain connection with people? Like if you do, like with Firewatch, I get like you guys did a bunch of sessions together, so you really get to know the producers. You know, the space that I generally occupy is like, I do, like I know like Chris Salter, I know some of our directors I see on the regular, but then there are people who I might work with once or twice, or they're in San Francisco and I'm down here, we work through side, and that's the end of it. And I wish I was better at keeping track of producers, game directors, people that I worked with. Like, what's your process for maintaining that information?
Yeah, listen, I'm terrible with names. So the second they introduce themselves to me, I'm writing their name down on whatever's in front of me, because otherwise I will forget it. Like I said, my brain's a sieve. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'll see if I can find them on Twitter. And then just engaging that way. Like, social media has a lot of pitfalls, but it also has a lot of really, really incredible value in terms of just engaging with people in a completely different way. Yeah. You know, I it's not a diary. It's not a tell-all.
Yes, that's right.
You know, I definitely keep a lot for myself. I don't put it all out there for everybody, but... Yeah. But it's a really great way to connect with people. You know, Sean Baptiste at Bethesda, I had met through my friend Mylan, who I met on Twitter, who brought me to my first PAX. And he was darling, and I just loved him. And so I followed him on Twitter. And then we, like, became more friendly over Twitter because he has a very similar sense of humor, and he's really outgoing and funny. And now every time I see him, it's just a giant bear hug, you know? I think... there's so much that can be said for that.
Yeah.
Just the ability to have like micro interactions, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's brilliant. Yeah. That's a brilliant idea. Micro interactions is a really great way to frame that, and to kind of, it takes so much pressure off. And I'm learning to leverage Twitter more in that way too, of like pulling back from my rage or my,
doom scrolling.
You know, yeah, exactly.
That is a real affliction.
It's a real affliction, and finding other places to put that energy.
Yeah. But you know, social media is a two-headed beast for sure. You know, I, I'm sure you've heard the story that I got cast for a job. I recorded 30 hours and then I was fired because I didn't have enough Twitter followers. Right. So it's like that kind of stuff drives me nuts. I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate having to worry about my follower count.
Right.
But I love being able to reach out and be like, hey, we worked on XYZ together. I loved your direction, or I thought your script was incredible, or I can't wait to see what you do next.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just nice.
That's awesome. Well, have you been to other VO conventions like you know, there's the game centric ones, and then there's like VO Atlanta, that's voiceover, that kind of thing. Have you attended? I have not. I've never been to one of those before. What's your history with that? And then I'm kind of, what I want to kind of get to too is like, what's different about what we're doing with Svara? Is that how you pronounce it? I've only seen
Svara,
it in text.
Yeah.
Svara, how we're doing it with Svara versus how some of the other experiences have been tailored for attendees.
Sure. Yeah. I taught at VO Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
4 years ago.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it was right when I was kind of just first getting into teaching and I felt a little weird and new and awkward, because that's my general, like, normal setting is just awkward. Unless I have a wingman, then I'm fine.
What were you teaching? Was it like
voiceover for video games? And I hadn't, whatever. I went, I had a wonderful time. It was great. That's the only one I've really done. I am cautious of where I spend my money. You know, and I feel like a lot of those things are really, really great for certain markets and certain levels. And I love that. And it's amazing. And I'm so glad they exist.
Yeah.
What I really wanted to do with Svara, with the VO Summit in March, was to create something that could be useful for people who are interested in getting in, but also useful for people who are 5-10 years in.
Yeah.
So the whole way this came in, this is a long story, so sit down.
No, I'm here.
I had approached Dr. Gupta before the pandemic hit last year.
I'm sorry to interrupt. How do you know Dr. Gupta? Have you worked with her before? Oh, you didn't?
No.
Awesome.
I knew she was the one that SAG-AFTRA had consulted with during the strike about vocally stressful sessions.
That's right.
So Courtney Taylor, who is one of my dearest friends, knows her well because Courtney sat on the steering committee. So I called Dr. Gupta and basically I made an appointment to go visit her at her office. Number one, because I wanted to get a checkup on my cords and make sure everything was cool.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to ask her for a favor. So when I met her, she put the scope up my nose and looked at my cords, which was real weird.
I had that done recently.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to do was put together a free webinar about vocal health. Mm. And I wanted to do something for free where we could all come learn how to properly warm up, how to take care of our cords, especially in a video game session when there is no protection. You know, I'm sure you've experienced it as well, where even post-strike, a vocally stressful session is supposed to be limited to 2 hours. I have had some that are 4.
Yes.
And I fucking hate it. Drives me batshit. Yeah. I don't audition !! anymore. I just don't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. So I went to her and I said, you know, listen, I really want to do this. It's something I'm really passionate about. I will pay you out of my own pocket to come do this. And she was like, well, I'm happy to for free. Like, that's weird. Don't make it weird. weirdo. But she said, one of my dearest friends is Mindy Pack, who is a vocal pathologist, a speech pathologist and singing coach. She works with Miley Cyrus and Justin Timberlake.
Jeez.
And she has some really incredible tools. And so the three of us worked together to put together a free webinar. I believe it was in March of last year. It was right when quarantine hit, I think.
Yeah.
We had like 200 people attend. And then we did another one. And then they were talking with me and they were like, you know, listen, we really like working with you. We want to do a voiceover event. We've done a ton of events for vocal artists, like singers and stuff like that. Would you be interested in doing a VO event? And I said, yes, if you let me create my dream event. And they were like, okay, go. So I shot for the moon, and every single person that I reached out to said yes. I'm so over the moon about this thing. I mean, I love what we do.
Yes.
Like, I think anybody who knows me knows how much I love voiceover. I eat, sleep, breathe voiceover. It drives me in a way that nothing I've ever done before does.
Yeah.
However, there are so many things we just don't talk about. We don't talk about vocal health. We don't talk about mental health for actors.
Mm.
We don't talk about financial health for actors.
Yeah.
We don't talk about the agent-talent relationship for actors and agents.
Yeah.
We don't talk about, you know, just all of these things. And I was like, let's do all of these. And Mindy and Dr. G had a mental health expert who had done one of their panels before. And I was like, bring him. Get him back. And Julie Nathanson is also stepping in because his wife is having a baby. So he's pre-recorded the session, but Julie will be available for Q&A.
Awesome.
And going into imposter syndrome and, you know, how to survive the valleys and, you know, all of these incredible things, again, that like we so often operate in a vacuum.
Yes.
And we're just expected to ride the waves and deal with it when it comes. And it's hard.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm super, super excited about that. And then, Jen Hale, agreed to come on and talk, kind of the whole experience, you know, from finances to mental health, to, successes, to networking, to the whole shenanigan, you know, the whole enchilada. My agent, Dean Panero, came on, we recorded his panel yesterday with Zara Fuzzle, who's an incredible actress.
I love Zara.
About his point of view as an agent and how he likes to work with talent, and her point of view as a very successful talent and how she likes to work with her agent.
Yeah.
Like, God, I wish I had had that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Completely. Oh,
so yeah. And then being able to do the improv bit, because it's funny. We also had a looping director come on. Like, looping is one of the most like mystique ridden parts of the industry. And Holly Dorf came on and just laid it down, you know? You don't get that kind of access anywhere.
That's right.
But her thing was like, improv, you got to have improv. And I was like, we got Kiff already.
Awesome.
You know, it is my dream event. I am over the moon about every single person involved.
Oh man. I mean, I'm so honored to be able to contribute a small part and I mean, you just said it all, Sissy, like to be able to have this collection of tools at any point during your process, at any point, just the vocal health alone is worth the price of admission, because it's the thing that we talk about in every panel, in every context. For the past 10 years that I've been on some kind of a panel or event, that's always one of the things that people want to know about is like, how do you protect yourself if you can't? And, you know, and it's a question I'm constantly asking. And it's like the default is, well, there's this red syrup and.
No, I'm here to tell you there's a straw. There's a whole system.
Ooh.
What I'm actually going to do this week to record it for the event is, so Mindy developed these straws. It's called the Voice Straw, literally thevoicestraw.com. And this is an audio podcast, right?
Yes.
So when you talk, when you make any sound with your throat, you have two cords that sit parallel to each other in your larynx and they move like waves.
Mm-hmm.
If you are screaming or singing too loudly or speaking hoarsely, they get off kilter. And so when they try to move, there's this weird friction that isn't normally there when you're talking. And they touch 440 times per second.
Holy
God. Like, it's insane. So they get off kilter. And what this straw, this little thin straw does, when you blow through it, like this, enough air goes out that you can still blow. But because of the pressure, enough air goes back down and resets your cords. It's a fucking game changer.
What? So at what point do you use it? Do you use it during a vocally stressful session to relax? Do you use it in recovery?
I use the big one to warm up.
Uh-huh.
So you do like you make it sound like a car warming up.
Okay.
do that 3 or 4 times, you're golden. And then with the kit also comes this silicone cup.
Yeah.
And a shorter straw that goes about halfway into the cup.
Uh-huh.
And you can do it with a styrofoam cup and a cocktail straw if you don't have the money to purchase a kit.
Uh-huh.
Then you make a seal around your mouth. Now, I had one of those 4-hour sessions a couple of months ago that they told my agent was going to be just talking, but it was yelling the whole fucking time.
Whoa.
Pardon my crunch.
So
you get this cup, and I'm going to do a quick demonstration for you. You can see me, but hopefully everybody can hear what I'm doing as well. You make a seal around your mouth with the cup. And whatever it is you have to do, like, I'm going to yell, hey, get over here.
Yeah.
Hey, get over here. Hey, get over here. Hey, get over here. The way it sets your cords up, it doesn't hurt, man. There's no friction. It changes everything. And so I stopped before every prompt and I was like, I'm going to go do my cup. I'll be right back. So I would yell into the cup what they wanted me to yell twice, come back, do it, boom, and on.
Amazing.
I did a song for Call of the Sea. I had to sing. I don't sing for public consumption. And I sang the song into this cup, and I now have a song on Spotify. It's unreal. It's unreal. So what I'm going to do this week, what I'm getting back to, is I'm going down to Dr. G's office.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take my handy dandy straws with me. We're going to do efforts with the scope up my nose, looking at my cords.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do efforts, do the straw phonation, and then show it again. So you can see the difference in what happens with your cords when you use the straw versus when you don't.
Amazing.
It's unreal.
Her website is thevoicestraw.com.
It's just voicestraw.com.
Voicestraw.com.
So, and if you use the code VO2020, you get like 10% off or something like that.
Judas Priest. All right. I'm going to get one of those. But, I mean, like,
you should be getting one as a panelist for the
Oh,
event.
Really? Amazing. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, listen, I want everybody who does this to get a voice straw.
Oh my God. Like, well, I mean,
they would want one. And I was like, are you fucking kidding?
Are you kidding? Of course. I mean, I've lately, God bless work, but I mean, I've been doing some animation and it's gotten my characters loud. And I was in the middle of an audiobook, so I was already worn out, and then had a session, and the next morning at 9 o'clock come in and I'm like, hey, morning, how you doing? You know, it's like, are you ready? I was like, just give me some tea and a little warm up. We'll get there. And we hobbled through it. I mean, people will know a difference. I mean, I don't know what else to do. And you know, I remember talking to everybody about it. I remember, you know, Jamie Mortello told me, you know, like, you're in control, man, in the booth. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but like,
sure, it's easy to say that, but
right.
That's not how it feels.
No, I mean, I connect more to what Deborah Wilson told me. She's like, if I'm in the booth, I'm here, man. I'm 100%. I'm in character. I'm diving in. I'm doing the thing. If I'm a stunt man, if you're going to see me, you're going to see me pull back. If I'm not giving you the full thing, and I want to give you I want the performance. It's my performance. So right. Having something like that to be able to, that's
this
brilliant.
Is a game changer, like absolute game changer. I do not do a session without this sucker anymore.
Wow.
I don't. And my goal, like what I would love to see happen, is to have every voiceover session begin with a 30-second warm-up. And even if you don't have the straw, if you make a fist with your hand and you put your mouth in between those two fingers right there, your forefinger and your middle finger, your pointer finger and your middle finger. It's the same. Pop out your cheeks as you blow through. A little bit of air goes through your fingers there, and the rest comes back down and helps to reset your throat. It's not as effective as the straw, but it still works, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. All
yeah.
Right. See, this is why we talk on a Saturday night after 9 o'clock, to
That's
share
right.
our secrets. This is, it's hanging out with friends, sharing best practices. That's what it's all about.
That's right, man.
It's interesting to me. I'm curious because it's insider trading. I'd love to know, like, in terms of the conversation about looping, what did she mention about improv that was helpful? Like, is it about being funny, or was it more like improv period?
Improv period.
Improv period. Okay. Yeah. That's good for me.
Because you don't want to be funny when you're looping. Right? No. You don't want to stand out.
Exactly. You want to be bland. You want to be gray. You want to be texture and content, and no one, you don't want people to hear anything interesting. You have, and positive. Positive but uninteresting. Like,
yes.
Pleasant small talk.
1,000,000%. She actually said that. She was like, don't come in and talk about like, oh, I hate this pizza, because then you're going to bring it down.
Right.
Keep it up. Always keep, you know, positive, positive.
Everything's good.
Even if people aren't going to hear what you're saying, it brings down the feeling of the whole group.
Yeah.
And in case anybody listening doesn't know what looping is, it's the background chatter in a movie or a television show or a game. So typically when you have background players, they're silent. You see people chatting in a restaurant. They're not actually talking. They're just mouthing. And then they bring in a loop group, which is a group of 8 to 10 actors, usually voice actors, to make up the conversation. So it sounds like it's actually a lived in, breathed in space. Yeah. And it's highly lucrative and it is competitive as hell.
Competitive as hell. And so much fun. I shot on a television show this week and on camera, and I was among a lot of background people, but I was mic'd. So I sat down and started pantomiming, and they were like, no, Kiff, you can ad lib and talk. But it was so strange to be around, to know the post-production process of what's going to be fitting around and what the commotion is going to sound like, and having that sense of everyone be quiet. We don't want to pay you SAG. We're paying you background rate. And that's why. So that they can pay our looping group, you know, to do 300 cues in the course of a day. And it's exhausting work, but it's also super fun.
Well, but also so it doesn't ruin the lead character's take.
Yeah.
You know, if something is too loud in the background and you ruin a brilliant take from the lead actor,
man,
you're gone.
That's right. That's.
So, but yeah, she said, one of the most important things you can have is improv. And, you know, obviously research, know your stuff, like know your call outs, understand what happens on a PA system, blah, blah, blah. But improv, because there's so many things like kids in a playground, parents, you know, people in a restaurant, people walking around a hospital and, you know, hearing just chatter from people there. And sometimes it's really hard to come up with stuff on your feet. You know, you're in a room, you're literally walking around a circle, and you pass the microphone every
30 seconds.
And you have to come up with something that sounds legitimate, like a thing that someone would actually say.
And wholly original, and not repeat someone else of what someone else just said. And then not
brand names.
No brand names, no time, date, stamps. And don't apologize for having nothing when you walk by it. Like, just don't go, I screwed that up. Don't blow the take, man. Just, which is my default. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, okay, well, maybe we can get someone who does. You know what? I got it figured out. No, we're all good. We're all good.
Totally.
Well, how can people join us for Savara event?
Yes. So, the event itself is called the VoiceOver Summit. If you go to Savara Project, it's S-V-A-R-A Project .com/VoiceOver-Summit. Information is there. I'm also posting it on my Twitter and my Instagram fairly regularly. You can find me at Sissy Speaks, C-I-S-S-Y-S-P-E-A-K-S. If you have any questions, tweet at me. I'm usually pretty good about getting back to people. This is going to be just an incredible event. And if you're unable to make it when the sessions are airing, they will be available until March 10th.
Oh, wow.
After which time we will take them down.
That's awesome. So like you almost get like a couple, 3-4 days after if you can't make it to the day.
Yeah.
And then you can sign up for one day. You can sign up for the entire conference. Can you sign up for like one event, like Sundance, like one screening? Or is it like it's by day? Versus,
it's by day.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
so
fine.
You can do each day or a discount on 3 days.
Yeah.
And the content will be available until March 10th. I had something terribly important I was going to say. Oh, we have a scholarship as well.
Oh, amazing.
If times are tight, we have the Brad Venable Scholarship.
Yeah.
So it's about halfway down that page. Please have somebody submit your name, and I think we'll be doing a finalization in the next week or so. So that's really special.
That really is. Yeah. That's so great. And then you're doing a couple Q&A events. When can people, like, if they want to link up with you specifically, when are you presenting and doing Q&A? And I know you're doing a big wrap up panel. And so are you there? You're there every day, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I am there every day. I am doing the in session fixes, I believe, with Mindy on the 5th at 12:35. Mm. And then I'm doing, I think that's the one where we do healthy efforts.
Awesome. That's where you're doing the straw and the cup and those things. Amazing.
So that's that one. And then, let me go back to the other day because I'm
sorry.
Memorized.
I've only got one, so mine is easy to memorize. If you want to take improv, I'm on day 3 and my presentation will be from 2:15 to 3:15, and it's going to be highly interactive.
I'm so excited for that. So we're doing the healthy efforts on March 6th at 12:30.
Awesome.
Mindy and myself. And then I am interviewing Tim Friedlander March 6th at 11.
Amazing.
My agent Dean and Zara Fuzzle March 6th at 1:45. I'm doing a roundtable, a live roundtable with Marilyn Wisner, Kal-El Bogdanov, and Jen Trujillo, who are three casting directors in very different areas of the business.
Amazing.
I'm super excited about that. And then I'm doing an interview with Eden Regal, who is super rad, casting director and voice talent. And then day 3, I'm interviewing my manager, Debbie Cope, and Jason Lanier-White about the different genres of voiceover and how they're different and how a manager helps, and as a talent, how to pursue all three. Which is a whole can of worms. And then I'm doing a sound-alike panel with Ned Lott. So we're going to do how musicality will help with your voiceover career. So we're going to do a whole thing about sound-alikes and then understanding musical flow with dubbing and things like that. You know, just all these cool things that we just don't get to talk about.
That's so true.
And then the final fireside panel on March 7th to wrap it all up with me, Jen Hale, Julie Nathanson, Erica Ishii, and Noshir Dalal. So
incredible. I mean, this is like freaking Live Aid, dude. I mean, it's
like I said,
so
it's my dream.
Well, I love how you dream. I think it's a really, it's such an exciting, event, and I'm super stoked to be a part of it. And
I'm so happy you're going to be there.
Oh, thank
you. It's going to be so great, Kiff.
Yeah.
It's going to be so great.
Oh, it's awesome. All right. Well, listen, it's Saturday night. You don't have to spend the rest of your night talking to me.
I would.
I know. I would do it too. but I'm going to set you free anyway. I'm so grateful for everything that you're doing for not only, just for the entire VO community at large.
Thank you.
You said at the outset how much you love it, and you don't just revel in it. You don't just get your success and kick back and smoke a cigar and celebrate how awesome you are. You do, without a doubt. I've seen you do it. But then you get up early and you spread the word and you make it better for everybody. And that it's... You are one of those people in our industry who are the people talk about when they say the VO industry is great because people got your back. You are one of those pillars, and I just wanted to express that and thank you again for coming in and doing this, because it's awesome.
Well, thank you, my friend. And listen, I am very much of the belief that a rising tide lifts all boats. So,
amen.
Thank you for being part of the tide.
You
are truly incredible, and I'm really, really lucky to call you my friend.
Oh man, thank you so much. I'm lucky to call you my friend. Well, my friend, thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great night. Thanks for listening, and we hope to see you at the Savara Voiceover Summit on the weekend of March 5th through the 7th. Good night. Peace. This has been All Over Voiceover with Kiff VH. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please go to iTunes and give us a positive rating. It truly helps. Follow me on Twitter at Kiff VH, or on Instagram at Kiff VH, or on Vero at Kiff VH. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you soon. claim victory and depart the field.
Werewolf?
There.